Hi, my name is Gina, and welcome to Letters to My Daughters podcast. If you're joining me for the first time, I just want to welcome you. And if you are a returning visitor, I just want to thank you for your continued listening. I remember sitting at my mom's dining table at a loss of what to say. I was pregnant with my fifth baby, but miscarrying. She was standing in her kitchen talking over the trash can, peeling some vegetable or something, and I just blurted it out. I didn't even cry because I didn't have it in me anymore. I felt hollow and lost. This was my third miscarriage, and I was dumbfounded by how badly my own body was failing me. I remember my mom hugging me and sharing the story of how she got pregnant after more than a decade of trying. She told me that when she stopped trying so hard, when she let herself feel complete with the kids she had adopted, she suddenly got the thing she wanted without even trying. It's advice that people gave me over and over again. Stop trying so hard. And I have to admit that I tried painfully hard to have another baby. My husband told me a few months ago that I treated him like a sperm vending machine, something that makes me feel horribly ashamed. But that advice, the unsolicited words coming from others telling me to stop trying so hard and to let it happen on its own, it always rubbed me the wrong way. I did end up having my miracle baby, but it was not from a lack of trying. In fact, it took more strength, self-control, and self-advocacy than I ever thought possible. I had to inject myself with medication hundreds of times. I had to be incredibly disciplined with my diet. I had to take measures that felt drastic and dramatic. I had to ask questions and get multiple opinions, and then fight for myself every step of the way. If I had listened to that advice, I don't think my baby would be here today. I hated the advice, stop trying so hard. I think, in part, I hated it because I felt ashamed of my own shortcomings, my failure to bear children according to the plans my husband and I made when we married, but I also hated it because it should not have been that hard. There is a verse in John about a blind man. In chapter 9, verses 1 through 5, the disciples ask Jesus what caused the blind man to become blind. Jesus responded, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." I always wondered what I had done to deserve the cruel losses that I had experienced. Maybe it was my past. Maybe I had found my faith too late in life. Maybe I was condemned and unloved and unwanted by God. My thoughts spiraled into such bleakness. Sometimes I catch myself in the same spiral. This verse reminds me that bad things happen to good people. This verse goes on to say, "As long as it is day, we must do the works of Him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." In Matthew 5:14 through 16, Jesus calls the disciples the light of the world. He passes the torch. Night is here, and some days are darker than others. My dark days through miscarriage were a reminder to me that we live in a cursed world rife with sin. I prayed so hard during those times. I tried so hard. I begged Jesus to restore life to my unborn babies. I prayed expectantly. I supplicated and cried and grieved. I tried so hard. people say weird things, especially when they give fertility advice, but I haven't forgotten the advice that I got during those days. Stop trying so hard. And I think now, finally, I understand why that advice is important. There is a poem by David White called The Faces at Braga. He has a line that says, "When we fight with our failing, we ignore the entrance to the shrine itself and wrestle with the guardian, fierce fighter on the side of good. I fought with my failing and I lost. I fought with God's plan for my life, instead insisting that now was the time, right this instant. And God was telling me, not yet. There is more to learn, more to understand." God revealed His glory in me when He gave me my miracle baby. But even more, when He put women and couples in my path that needed help with similar struggles, God equipped me with the ability to fight for women who didn't know how to fight for themselves. I fought the current so hard, and I experienced heartache more profound than I can explain. But I developed character through those trials that I would not have otherwise. Character that is building women up in my community. Character that is displaying the glory and goodness of God. The advice to stop trying so hard sucks until you realize that the people giving you that advice don't even know what they're saying. What they're really saying is, stop fighting the current. Don't stop advocating for yourself. Don't stop asking questions and learning and growing, but stop kicking and screaming, stop gasping for breath, and allow God to lead you for just a moment. Because in that brief, shattered moment, God is going to lead you to the path you fought but you needed. God is going to rebuild the city that was leveled by sin. God is going to give you a brilliant display of His glory. And then, and only then, will you finally get what you are looking for, whether or not you thought you needed it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you resonated with this in any way, I encourage you to subscribe and share. And if you have any comments or questions, I welcome you to leave a review or email me at questions.letterstomydaughters@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you.